Hi there. This is Sensible Sam, and joining me tonight is Luke Birch. You know him as my co-host on the Transcontinental Project. Tonight we bring to you The Diaries, and we really hope you guys enjoy this as much as we do. So thanks for joining. Listen along.
And just a very quick note to everyone, we are recording this on the evening of Sunday, June the 23rd, so I'm still not 100% over these coughing fits, so forgive me if you hear them.
Thank you, Doc. I hope you feel better soon. I know it's been a rough week for you. It's been a rough week for everybody.
Great minds.
Great minds think alike. I'm telling you, baby, that's why we're goals and best buds. Before we get, I guess, completely into this, because stuff just goes when Luke and I are on a call, The Diaries. You are listening to the very first episode of The Diaries. What are The Diaries? The Diaries are recordings that Luke and I will be uploading from now on. Aside from our regular TCG show, these will not be live. These will be recorded and released. And this is just Luke and I. We have so much fun on our phone calls. And a lot of times we have these wonderful conversations that, one, we either didn't have on air on TCP, or two, we'd rather just not have on air with TCP. And so this is an opportunity for us to kind of just shoot the shit and have fun. And it is what it is. So I really hope you guys enjoy this as much as I do, because I really do love talking with Luke. And I, you know, we just thought, we've got to put this, we got to record this, we got to put it up. Ain't that right, my doll? Sometimes we have some great conversations and I just wish it was archived.
Mm-hmm. And while this won't make a huge difference to anyone listening, because you guys won't be hearing this until it's released, I might as well say, given the issues Mixlr has been having over the past week at the time of recording, if we are unable to go live on Tuesday the 25th, I believe, or am I dense?
No, you're right, 25th. Mm-hmm.
If we're unable to go live on Tuesday the 25th of June, this will be scheduled to release at the exact moment we normally go live. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you'll be hearing all this July the 1st. And there will be no fixed schedule for this.
Absolutely. I think this kind of happened at an opportune moment. We've been kind of looking to start these up for a very long time, actually. And it just so happened that Mixlr decided to kind of get the ball rolling for this. I'm sorry, that's, you know, that's Stormy in the background. She says, hi, Uncle Luke. Mm-hmm. So, and that was Thunder. He said, hi, don't forget about me. And I said, sorry, Thunder. My apologies. Says hi, too.
But hello, both of you.
We have been trying to do this for such a long time, and we were looking into options. We were looking into options, and I don't know how to run YouTube is kind of my thing. I kind of wanted to do the YouTube thing and say, hey, let's run it on YouTube, let's stream on YouTube, blah blah blah, whatever. But I don't know how to do that. So, and I don't think I'd want to stream on anywhere else besides Mixlr, if there is a streaming app. So it's kind of like Mixlr said, okay, well, you got to do something. And Luke had the brilliant idea of saying, hey, let's kind of start. We had a start date. We had an execution date for it, but let's try this out a little bit earlier. And how do they say it? Necessity is the mother of invention, right? So you're going to do whatever it takes out of necessity. And so we're doing a show. We're going to try to do the we're doing the diaries. I'm sorry. I'm over here stuttering, mumbling. But so, it's an exciting, so I'm glad to be doing it.
So this won't be going down as an official episode, but you guys will definitely have something on June 25th.
There you go.
And thinking about it, this has actually followed a similar course to TCP. The idea came months ago, and for one reason or another, we're a few months later than planned.
Absolutely. That happens to be our... But you know what? I guess... I know everybody... Like, I'm one of those people. I want everything, like, right now and as fast as possible. But things just kind of happen for a reason. And sometimes waiting a little bit or the aggravation or the setbacks, you know, kind of makes sense after the fact. The setbacks didn't make sense to me before. But afterwards and after we started the show, oh, wow, did they make so much sense? Because it was almost like the universe telling me, not yet, Chiquita, not yet. Just wait a second, not yet. And all this little shit. And you know what? It was an amazing start, and I think it was a good time, and everything in its, anything good in its own time, I believe. And I think this is something good that we got going, so. I think maybe the diaries are gonna head in that direction as well.
And I'm just about to message you on Twitter about something.
Okay.
That's really not that vital right now.
Okay. So it
251.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, sorry about that. I got a little distracted. But I think like I was saying, everything in its good, in its own time. And so as much as I wanted TCP to happen a lot sooner, it was something that was just, it came at its own pace, and I think if it would have come any sooner, Luke, we probably wouldn't have all the great new friends that we do have now. I think our timeline would have been so off that I couldn't see it happening any other way now.
Couldn't agree more. And if you just check Twitter and just reply via text, that would be...
Perfect. Got it. That is a great idea.
I know it's probably not the best idea while I'm on over-the-counter cough syrup, but I'm going to take a shot.
Oh my god. You just sparked a memory, Luke. You just sparked a fantastic memory. When I was a youngster, my aunt, she wound up getting a little settlement from a back injury. And she got a little bodega, a little corner store is what she did. So she wound up, purchasing this little corner store, and it had surplus in there. Now, when I mean it had surplus groceries in there, I mean it had old fucking groceries that she probably should have fucking replaced. But she was starting out. She sunk all her money into it, and I was there working with her. Adam was in a stroller, and so it was one of those things where money was kind of tight. And so we were actually using cans that were there that hadn't expired to sell them and to use to eat. And so one day she got sick, and she didn't want to not be at the store because I had a class or something to take. I don't remember why I had scrubs on. I can't remember why I had scrubs on. Anyway, so I had a class, and I finally came to the shop, and she's like, "Oh, I'm so glad you're here because I've been taking this medication like all day, and really it's not working and this and that." She's like, "I don't feel anything. I've been taking shots of this." And I was like, "Wait, shots of what?" And, you know, auntie, not gonna say name, but she showed me a bottle of this Tylenol cough syrup. It was blueberry flavor. Tasted like candy. I tasted it. Tasted like candy, Luke. Now I understand how the hell she fucking drank it all in one fucking day. She was taking shots of it. She thought it was like one of those little bottles of tea that you sip on. She didn't understand that you took a dose every 24 hours. So she was flying pretty high by the time I got there. She was dancing. There was music. She turned on the music. She was dancing. She was like, ooh, I feel great. I was like, you were supposed to go home like an hour ago, Auntie. You were feeling really bad an hour ago. Well, I'm feeling really great now. She goes, I'm going to pour this over my raspa. And if you know what a raspa is, it's shaved ice. So you have some shaved ice. She wanted to throw that fucking cough syrup on it. The blueberry cough syrup from Tylenol with the honey. Yeah, she wanted to drink it as a fucking confection. You're not supposed to do that.
So cough syrup became rum.
Like coconut rum or blueberry rum, because it was blueberry flavored or something. She had such a great time. She was having just a ball. I was like, man, that should not be physically possible, but somehow she pulled it up. She pulled up a whole fucking bottle of fucking Tylenol cold and flu shots. Oh, that they made that stuff way too sweet. They should have never given that to her. And so it was there as extra surplus. So she was feeling sick and she decided, well, I can't leave the store. I'm going to try this bottle of, it says take shots of it. But if she would have probably sat there and read it for a couple minutes, she probably would have realized that it wasn't a tequila bottle. Yeah, if I take two Benadryl, I'm out till tomorrow. So I gotta be careful with all that stuff. But I thought that was so funny. It reminded me so much of her. She was such a cool aunt. Crazy. Love to dance salsa. But cool. Like to wear mini skirts. Well, she probably shouldn't have, but very cool. Man.
Now, on here, we're going to try and avoid references to TCP. We're going to try and make this separate in and of its own right.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm feeling that given the fact that this could be an enforced Tuesday upload, a couple of references this week wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
Okay, right on. I get you. Yeah, because the diaries is just us being Luke and Sam. It's not the Transcontinental Project. It's Luke and Sam just being Luke and Sam. We enjoy each other and speaking to each other on the phone, and sometimes it's just be nice to share it with you guys. So that's what this is. But yeah, Tuesday, absolutely. This will be a Tuesday upload if Mixler has not. And if Mixler does come up, Luke, this will be released after that. Am I correct?
Yes. I was, as I said earlier, I'm sort of looking at July 1st if Mixler happens to be back up.
Sounds good to me. So, all of y'all in future Tomorrowland, you either know it, one of those two will be your answer. Ooh, I'm psychic. See how I put two answers out there, and one of them's going to be right? It's totally psychic.
And that's actually one of the things I wanted to do this week that we won't do on any other episode. And with you mentioning psychics, that makes me think of a show. And that makes me want to give shout-outs this week.
Right on. Right on, baby.
So this week, we'll just speed through this.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it, baby.
These times and that should all be back to normal when Mixler is back to normal.
Right on.
Wednesday at 8:30 Central, when they're able to go on, you have Get in the Corner or Get Out the Corner. I'm guessing they're going by both names now.
It's Get in the Corner when they come back from hiatus, Get Out of the Corner while they're on hiatus.
And also at that time you normally have THT.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, you have, Thursday, approximately 8:30 Eastern, you have soup with Anthony Missionary Thomas, Joe Numbers and John Draper. They are followed by the Super Party with Papa Dave, Johnny Florida, Old Man Jenkins and Michael Andolini. And while we mentioned that, everyone go follow WNC Jenkins on Twitch. Let's get him to 100 followers by the end of the year. He's made a wager with Mr. Andolini that if he gets to 100 followers at the end of the year, he will be doing a full playthrough of a Resident Evil game of Mike's choice. Fridays, there's Sky Genie. Every other week, I think. And no, if this could come out Tuesday, I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
Saturdays, there's the Trademark Show, which at least up, which with our friend Tyler the Trademark. And he also has another show Fridays on hiatus with the French P, Hipster City. You have Hollywood Hangouts with Boxman, Anthony, and from time to time, our real good friend, Bobby Anthem.
Right on.
As the third chair. Also on Saturdays, and I've just pulled myself a shot for this.
I'm ready.
There's the amazing End of Days Radio with Michael Deacon.
Right on.
Sundays, if they're still using the platform, you have the High Marks at 1:30 British time. That is 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. They are going to be preceded on the Get in the Corner feed, I believe, by In Search of My Lost Soul, again, with our good friend Bobby Anthem.
Right on. I thought he was going to be on the Inhuman Experience Mixler.
I've been hearing both.
Okay. Well, they might be, the way if Yuck's producing it, it might be both.
If either of you hear this, and want to let me know which it will be, feel free, but the assumption I'm under right now is it will be live on Get in the Corner and then uploaded on the Inhuman Experience anchor feed.
Okay. Well, when we figure it out, guys, we'll get all that situated. Sorry about that if we got it wrong, but there you go.
Mondays, again, if they're still using the platform, you have Under Wraps with G-Wiz Willoughby.
Explore some new music, bitches.
And Tuesday, you just have two fucking pests.
I know, they drink too much and smoke too much. Don't listen to them, but listen to them. They're probably cool, I don't know.
And for miscellaneous, obviously there's the Inhuman Experience.
Yes.
And you also have It's Pathetic with Scott and Rye Bread, but I wanted to speed through them this week, as who knows when this will be going up.
Right on. Just in case, be prepared. Shoutouts won't probably normally happen on diaries, but this is a dual episode. This will be either or. This is either going to be uploaded in place of the TCP broadcast or uploaded at a later time. So either way, we're covering our tushies on both ends, loves. Just bear with us.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. No, I'm just Sorry. But dude, how long have you been with Mixer? Because I've been wanting to kind of talk to you about this. Like, how long have you been with Mixer?
How long have I been using Mixler?
Mm-hmm. Even as a non-paying... Dude, I'll tell you in a minute, but you give me your answer first, and then I'll tell you.
I started as a non-paid listener in... I can't remember the exact month, but the summer of 2017.
Okay. All right, cool.
And started as a paid customer October of 2018.
Right on. The funny thing is, I became a paying customer in the year of, probably about the end of 2014. I thought, I kept trying to talk in the chat, and I may have not gotten it right the first time. And I thought I had to get a subscription, so I was paying $10 a month for nothing. So I was just like, wait, you can chat for free? Like, and I realized that probably about 4 years later. So I became a non-paying listener, in, 2017. But I've been with them for about 5 years now, and it was all because of Yuck. The only reason I was on Mixer was because of Get in the Corner and, you know, Yuck and Dogga Baby.
I think Get in the Corner was the first Mixler show I ever listened to as well.
Yeah, it totally was. I was on YouTube, and I was listening to Cleo, Talk to Cleo. And she's amazing and just funny and charismatic. And one day she's like, you really have to check these guys out. They are just ridiculousness, awesomeness. And I was like, sure, sure. So she sent me the link, and one day I started listening to them, and I want to say probably within the week, I want to say I was being followed by them, by Yuck for sure. I was being followed by Yuck. I don't know if Cleo ever said, yeah, you know, I know her. I told her to watch your show or listen to your show or whatever. I don't know what happened, but hey, thanks for supporting the show and this and that. And that's kind of where our friendship started. Thanks for supporting the show. And I was like, dude, y'all are fucking hella funny and blah, blah, blah. I got recommended by Cleo, and that kind of cemented the deal, and, you know, been listening ever since. But honestly, I've never had the issues that we're having today with Mixler. It's kind of disappointing. Mixler has been a very reliable, you know, a pretty fairly reliable and very inexpensive app for the features that it offers. And I'm going to have to tell you, I know sometimes, you know, I give people a hard time because it's a loving kind of a gesture, but dude, I'm telling you, John has provided nothing but like badass service to me and responded awesomely quick. He took probably about almost 2 months of his time trying to get my notifications fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who the hell's going to do that? Nobody. Everybody like, get a new phone, sucker. You know? Quit bothering me. What the fuck do I know? It's probably your shit. But he never said it's your shit. He just said, let me try to fix it. Let me try to figure it out. I'll figure it out. I've always had great service, so it, as shitty as Mixer has been this week and been down, and I don't get to see all our good buddy or hear all our good friends and stuff. I mean, it is what it is. Shit happens. If this happens once every 5 years, I'm down with it because nobody has a perfect streak.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. You know? So I'll take once every 5 years. I'll take it. A major, you know.
So long as it only lasts like a week.
Yeah, okay. Like if it goes like 2 weeks or longer, I'm going to write John a stern email. No, but seriously, I mean, I couldn't see it going any further than that because Mixler is such a great platform that I don't think John and whoever else is on the company would like to see themselves lose this platform, you know, or the broadcasters. So I'm sure they're doing their damnedest. Everybody's pissed. I'm pissed. I was pissed. I'm human, Luke. I get mad. I was mad. And I thought, man, everything happens for a reason, right? You know, I've been on a lot. Been on shows and been on call-ins and chats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe I need to take a day off. Maybe it's all right.
I honestly think it's 50-50 whether it'll be back up for Tuesday or not, but...
Definitely 50-50. Because they could get it together, and two, like, negotiating with servers is, like, a big deal. Like, I remember this one time a gamer that I was following was trying to get a new server because they needed, like, extra capacity. I don't know how it works, really, because I'm not technically inclined with this stuff. But he was having trouble, he couldn't stream for, like, a week because he couldn't find a company that would give him a good deal as far as this, the a contract goes with the server, which I don't understand any of that or how it works, but he was having trouble finding a good host is what it was. So, and hosts are not easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hella expensive, dude. So, and if you're a small business owner that owns an app.
Good luck. It might be,
yeah. It's going to be hard. So you got to give it to him. I mean, he's swimming against the tide right now. You know, basically. I couldn't find a server to save my life. Well, maybe a shitty Discord one. I didn't like that.
Fuck this. Fuck Discord.
Fucking, if you have more than one person talking, it crashes. It just sounds blip, 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 penis, blip, 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 bore, blip, 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 cake fart. And you're like, I have no idea what's going on here. These people are crazy. I want to get off this Discord.
Yeah, honestly, Mixler as a whole, I just consider useless.
Sorry. Mixler on a whole is useless?
No, Discord.
Oh, Discord. I'm sorry, they said Mixler.
I don't even know
what Discord is.
I probably did say Mixler, considering we were just talking about Mixler, but I meant Discord.
Dude, do you think Discord, which has been probably around longer than Mixler, or just as long, would they have a big deal? Do you think they would invest in better fucking features and servers so that you can chat better, but they never update anything. Anything. So, yeah. And you can't complain to nobody.
There's no one to complain to.
Nope. And see, isn't that funny? When there's no one to complain to, nobody really does anything about it, but when there's somebody to complain to, all hell breaks loose.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at Twitter. Take a look at Mixer's Twitter.
Yeah.
So, and it's one person gets mad, the next person gets mad. It's contagious because I know I've been a victim of it. Or not a victim. I'm not a fucking victim. I got mad because I was following the lead of somebody else. I made a choice. I'm not a victim. I made the choice to be fucking pissed off and I chose not to this time. I can't be too mad at Mixler, but I am aggravated with him at the moment. If that makes sense.
I'm right there with you. And to the fucking, I know you'll never hear this, but to the fucking moron threatening to sue Mixler over this. Yeah, because that's gonna solve problems and not create huge fucking new ones, you fucking hardhead.
And see, the thing is that people that bark loud like that normally don't follow through with, you know what I mean? And the thing is, they threaten stuff like that. They may not do it, but somebody else is like, yeah, I'm gonna do it. And they go and do it. You report them as a scam or a fraud agency, guess what's going to fucking happen? They're going to put a hold on Mixler so the investigation is over. Guess who's not going to be able to broadcast? Everybody, including the guy that fucking instigated the whole thing, or gal, whoever it was. It didn't make it any better. Don't falsify reports because you're angry. Don't do that. It's not good for anybody. You know? So I totally get you on that one, babe. Totally get you on that one. Hopefully everything will be back to normal next week. Hopefully.
I'm hoping it's back to normal Tuesday so that you can fuck, so we can fucking get that rock, paper, scissors thing out the way. This evil bitch. Came in, she got an idea and won't tell me till we're fucking on air. How fucking cruel is that?
I'm not cruel, I'm just smart.
Eighth Amendment.
Fifth Amendment, plead the fifth. Well, I plead the fifth on you. I can use amendments against you too. See that, Luke? See that, everybody? See how I did that? Fifth Amendment, learn your constitutionals, everybody. So you can do what I did.
Eighth Amendment, learn yours.
I don't know what the Eighth Amendment is. I just said the fifth because I plead the fifth. I will not say anything that's going to incriminate myself. I refuse to incriminate myself. I'm not going to plead the fifth. I don't know what your eighth is. It's eighth of weed. It's a nug. What is the eighth? Is that the freedom to ride a camel on Sundays bareback? And topless?
No, the Eighth Amendment is the cool and unusual one, the one people bring up in capital punishment debates.
Oh. I thought I was going to make you be able to ride bareback on a horse topless. Fuck, okay, that's not what it is. My bad. Now I know. But that's okay, because I didn't hear none of that. Because you didn't hear none of that. And I don't know what you're talking about, Luke, at all. And I don't know what you're saying. So, hey, guess what? How about I tell you about this really cool thing so I'll get your mind off of that. Let's get your mind off of it with some really great stuff.
I'm scared.
Yeah, there's no need to be. It's going to be fun, I promise. It's not going to be nothing like lewd or gross or even like mean or nothing. Like, I would never do that. These are just, I wouldn't do that until October. I don't know if you caught that.
Yeah.
I ain't doing that.
I caught it and I feel the, I feel the exact same way and will feel the exact same way when I finally win one of these small ones.
You will. I feel it in my nuggets. It's gonna happen soon. Just the way things go.
Yeah.
Hey, but to take your mind off of that so that you're not all scared. Let's not make you scared anymore. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about, hey, did you know? Hey, Luke, did you know about a procedure? And dude, I wanted to talk to you about this because I thought it's so weird. But have you ever heard of something called fecal matter transplant?
I actually have, yes.
Oh my God, you're such a freak. You're such a freak. Get your freak on. Get your freak on. Ooh, you're just like me. Okay. Yes, okay, so you know what FMT is then. I can go by its acronym? That's not a fucking acronym. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, that's an acronym.
Ooh, I got it right. So, dude, there was a patient that passed away, and now the FDA is warning people. Oh, excuse me. Hold on. Now the FDA is warning other people that practice it, that maybe you shouldn't be putting somebody else's poop into somebody else because it probably might kill them.
No shit.
Yeah.
Literally.
So literally. And I don't even know. And I don't even know if it was like, what happened was is that they give them the fecal matter transplant and the person just kind of didn't react to it properly. And the whole thing about a fecal matter transplant is that they're trying to introduce good fecal bacteria that people sometimes lack, you know, mm-hmm. and they're trying to kind of transplant it. And this idea, do you actually know? And you know what? And I could be wrong, but the farthest back that I can think about this, that I've heard of it, is going to have to be Germany.
I have absolutely no idea. As I said, I've heard of it.
Oh, okay, my bad.
But it's certainly not something I go looking into.
check this out. Hitler, okay? Hitler had a famous private doctor, right? I wish I could remember his stupid name right now. But his private doctor for many, 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 many years, it treated him and fed him all. He gave him so many injections and pills, it was ridiculous. Well, one of the pills that he was giving him was fecal matter capsules. And so he was ingesting fecal matter.
Theodore Mordell.
There you go.
Morale,
right? Morale, okay.
Theodore Morale.
Theodore Morale. This dude was such a quack, yo.
How fucking ironic is it that, yes, while it's spelled differently, the private physician for Hitler was called Morale. Moral. Immoral.
Had no moral. And he was completely immoral. This dude was giving him injections of like morphine and narcotics beyond belief. And he was giving them these fecal pills that he was getting from German soldiers that they didn't even test. They were just figuring because they were blonde haired, blue eyed, very strong, very healthy, very young, very virile and fertile, that the fecal matter was going to be the strongest. Now his thinking was, well, I'm going to feed this to Hitler and he's going to be a strong Aryan, right? It's just going to transform him because he was having intestinal problems.
Or,
well, he was eating.
Or perhaps the doctor was moral and he was deliberately acting like a quack to try and kill him.
Oh, my goodness. He didn't do a good job. He did not do a good job. He gave him enough tranquilizers and stuff to have Lollapalooza, but not necessarily to do, you know. Well, I don't know. It took but. He created a junkie, that's for sure. But for him to have that one weird-ass thing where I thought, golly, they're eating poop to fix their digestive tracts. And Hitler used to fart a lot, right? So he was really gassy. He always had problems. And it turned out it was probably something else. When doctors today diagnosed it, it was like, oh, my God, those are, like, plain symptoms. It was just, like, gastrointestinal issues. If he would have stopped eating what the doctor was giving him, he would have stopped. Farting and pooping all over the place. But now today, people are actually having the FMT done. And I feel like, well, wow, that probably had to stem from Hitler and maybe they found something. I don't see how you can transfer bacteria one way or the other, but you know what, Luke? I don't want nobody's poop in me is what I'm saying. I don't want to eat no poop.
When in Florida?
In Florida? Florida?
Was it in Florida where the guy died from having this done?
Let's see.
$20 it said doesn't... it was Florida.
Man, it doesn't say. That is so weird. It doesn't say what state or city or whatever it was in, which is weird. Huh. But there's probably in Florida. No, I'm just joking. I shouldn't say that. But, oh my gosh. I mean, is it crazy or is it something medically valid?
I have absolutely no idea.
Wouldn't that be weird if it was?
It was the trial of... It was a experimental trial.
But that's not the first person they've put in, so it has to be that there's been more trials. But I think this is the first person that's probably passed away from it. I'm not too sure.
More than likely.
I don't know. Now... Well, without going into too much detail here, we have, you know, our tummy issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
You and I and stuff like that. So what do you think as far as, like, dude, would you do it? Would you do it? Would you? I mean, like, say this person hadn't died and somebody said we could fix your your gut bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do it?
Okay, honestly, it depends.
Yeah.
If it would take just one treatment, and I'd be permanently cured of my IBS, I think I'd probably do it. But if it would take multiple treatments for a short-term fix, no. Absolutely not.
See, and you're thinking pretty much where I'm at. Because at first I was like, no way, right? So I'm like, I can't do that. But then I think about it and I was like, well, what if there's real promise? You know, what if, I don't know, it really freaking worked. Like, man, could I swallow somebody else's poop? I mean, I probably could. I mean, it's not like I'm swallowing a teaspoon of poop. It's probably well encapsulated, probably dehydrated. I don't know. It's science.
And to answer a question you came up with earlier, the first recorded use of FMT was in China 1200 years ago to treat food poisoning and diarrhea.
See, so it's not anything new. And the only reason I wanted to bring this up, it's poop transfer.
But it wasn't used in the Western world, at least documented in the Western world, until 1958.
Now, what I'm wondering at this point is, if this person died in 2019, you know what? Damn it, I closed it out. I closed out the tab. But, because I wanted to see what, it had to be 2019 because it was on my Google feed. So, if in 2019 we had somebody pass away, well, see, what the research cited was that they were already in compromised immune system health.
The article on NPR came out on June the 14th, 2019.
Okay. So then how many people died in the 1800s? You know what I mean? Like, what was this the first recorded death? Was this the first acknowledged death? Does this happen all the time? Or was this a fluke because somebody was too compromised in their immune system to accept the transplant?
I have absolutely no idea.
You know? Oh, no, I have those questions, and I'm just wondering. But when those are things I'm pondering because it'd be like, maybe I might. I'd be down. But I don't want to die, but I'd be down if it, like you said, if it had a proven track record and stuff. Like, that's just so weird.
If it was a one-time treatment, permanent cure, I think I'd consider it.
Yeah.
If it right was on. Not a permanent cure, or required multiple treatments to be a permanent cure, no, I'll just live with bad stomach cramps every couple of months.
Right on. Right on. Yeah, absolutely. Because I'm tired of kind of looking into treatments that are just kind of going to keep shit at bay. You know what I mean? But that's how everybody makes their money, baby. You got to keep them coming back. It's customer service. The first rule of making money in customer service is return customers. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You want to have return customers. That's what's going to be your base. So, yeah, I just thought it'd be something fun to bring up because I was just curious to see your outlook on it, your take on it. Because I think I really feel the same way about it as you do. I was just curious because I was like, man, should I ask my doctor? Hey, doc, I know you went to Harvard. You must have great shit. Get it?
Quite literally.
Your shit is really smart, doc. You want to buy? Can I borrow like a couple capsules every couple months? Be great. I'll be all smart. No, wait. Does poop make you smarter? Does the bacteria make you smarter? Or just fix your bacterial gut? Fuck it. I want to be smarter and have superhuman powers. Put poop in me right now. Like somebody that has had radioactive exposure. somebody that is really, really smart, probably in Mensa, somebody that's been to Harvard, an attorney and a doctor, and a mechanic. Put all their poops together and give it to me. And I'm going to absorb all their magical powers. Is that how it works? It probably works like that. I'm sure it works like that. I'm sure that's how it works.
I can't see any other way.
Yeah. Poop powers activate. Now, I'll find a catchy slogan when I get all my powers. You'll see.
The power to come up with a slogan and a title.
The power to concentrate and not procrastinate. The power of organizational skills. That's what I would be like. But like, Wonder Twin powers activate. Form of an organized person.
I'm about to send you something else on Twitter.
Okay. I would totally take the form of a fucking organized person, just saying.
I'd take any form that is less than the 262 pounds that I'm at right now.
You want to hold on to that because the apocalypse is coming and we got to be preppers, right? And so you're gonna outlast everybody and you'd be like, bitch, I don't even need food because I'm good, right? Look how tall I am. I'm cool. It's good. So then by the time the world comes back to life, you're gonna be like the guy that saved the world and be like Conan, and you'll be president or prime minister of the world. How did that happen? I don't know, Luke.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That was a special kind of tangent.
Hold on.
You made me
choke. I'm sorry, that was hilarious.
Clearly, I'm not the only one having coughing fits.
That's just because you made me swallow my spit while I laughed.
Oh, Jesus.
That was funny. You caught me up. That was quick. You got me, babe. I'm sorry, that was fucking hella funny. You almost killed me. I almost died, everybody that listens back to this. Did you hear that? I don't know what that was, but I almost died.
It was something. But I've just messaged you on Twitter.
Oh, absolutely. That's great. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I don't even know what you're talking about, but hey, yes, sir. Hey, everybody that's listening. Do you know what we're talking about? Probably not. Because this is the episode of the Diaries or the TCP upload. We don't know yet, but we'll know the next episode because this is just our first one that you're listening to. We're trying to fix it and make it all right. Yeah. Oh, my bad. I went off on a tangent.
Sing, Sam, sing.
No! Try and stop me. Don't ask me to do that. That's horrible. I need to stop that. It's a problem. Hello, my name is Sam, and I have uncontrollable singing fits. Oh, I thought this was Singing Fits Anonymous. But it's not. My group is not till Thursday. My bad. Oh, that's awesome. I'm sorry. I'm awesome, guys. That's what I was saying. I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh! I'm just joking, dude.
To everyone who's listening back on this, as this is the first episode, and we only really decided to record this an hour before we actually started recording it. We're still working out some of the kinks.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. This first episode is kind of like up in the air, and we've said it before. Mixler is down. We don't know what's going on, but we still want to put something out there for you guys. Everybody has been so supportive of us. It's just been so awesome, Luke. you know, we've both been in this community for a while. Everybody loves you. You know, everybody knows me, knows about me. Everybody thinks I laugh really horribly, which is great. But I know that we have a lot of supporters and listeners and friends that just come and listen to us every Tuesday and support us and are there for us, which is just so awesome. So I'm so glad that Luke came up with the idea and said, you know what, let's do a diaries. And either way, babies, you guys are taken care of. This other Tuesday or the first, so.
No. This was your brainchild.
Well, no, the diaries may have been my brainchild, but it was your idea. Because we didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do for Tuesday, guys. If Mixler's not up, we're pretty much blah, you know. But Luke had the great idea to say, look, you know what? We weren't slated to start the diaries, for a minute. For a couple of days. And it just kind of, you know, Luke turned a misfortune of Mixler into an opportunity of the diaries. And I think that's fucking fantastic. It's fantabulous. So I'm very happy. So either way, this is either going to be the first and last confusing episode of the diaries, which is either going to be a TCP upload or just a diary upload. So next diary will be strictly diary, but this is kind of putting our toes in the water right now.
Regardless, it's the diaries.
Yeah.
It honestly doesn't matter. If Mixler isn't back up by Tuesday, episode 24 will wait until it's back up.
Oh, yeah. But still expect episodes of the diary, even though Mixler has not... Okay. I don't want to say it because I don't want it to happen, but if Mixler is out for another week, you'll still be getting uploads from us as far as the diaries goes, is which I'm hoping, even if it's intermittent. If Mixler's out, at least hopefully we can pump out some diaries, Luke. If Mixler's still down next week.
I hope so.
And if not, just expect the diaries intermittently. Mm-hmm. Like Luke said in the beginning, we don't have a set schedule. It's just something that's kind of fun that we wanted to do.
Why do I have a horrible feeling it'll be down another week and I'll have to wait another week to find out what you had planned for this? Rock, paper, scissors. Yeah.
No. I'm sure it won't last another week. And I'm a worst case scenario gal.
And just very quickly to everyone, we have decided that for these small wagers, we're going to impose a 1 week time limit.
Which I'm thinking should still be called, even if Mixler's down. I feel like it's probably not fair and we should just scrub it and start fresh.
No.
Because I don't feel it should go into the next week, because this was not your fault or mine. It was out of our hands. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
We got to take a cue for it. But, we got to get DQ'd for it.
But,
DQ'd. I don't know what that means.
But as it wasn't your fault, I feel that I really should rename the 1 week time limit to the 1 episode time limit. If the person who wins a wager cannot come up with an idea by the next episode, it is scrubbed.
Right on. I agree with that fully. Because that just doesn't make sense show-wise. So. But I swear I have your script ready.
Oh, there's a script involved.
Fucking oh, there's great. A script. It's a speech, and that's all I'm gonna say. It's a loving speech.
Great.
It's a very loving speech. You love a lot of stuff in this speech, Luke. You love a lot of stuff. You love a lot of stuff.
Excellent.
And you're gonna declare your love.
Yeah.
On the next show.
Yeah, I.
Come on, Gigi.
I think I see where this is going.
I don't think you do, baby. I gave you a small taste of the larger picture, and I'm pretty sure you don't. And it's not sports related or nothing like that. So, we're not doing stuff like that. No.
Anything sports related is being safe for October.
Absolutely. So that's not what it is, folks. So shut up, everybody. It's not about the Cowboys. Not yet.
Not ever.
Yet. In a minute. Until October.
Not ever. 7-2, about to become 8-2.
You know, did you ever know that sometimes underdogs just kind of make miracles when it's... Things happen for a reason, Luke. They just happen for a reason, and sometimes underdogs make miracles. They make miracles in America. And sometimes Sensible Sam's wins. It's okay.
I've already been fucked over by an underdog in one of these wagers already.
Oh, Martinez? No, just joking. Who was he?
The law of averages said it can't happen twice, surely.
You know, they say lightning can't strike twice in one spot, but I had a cousin that was struck 4 times in the same spot, so you tell me. But again, then again, he should have gotten a beer when he finished it instead of standing in the same fucking spot. And he didn't. We told him, come get a beer. I'm cool. I'm cool. Come get an ice pack. I'm cool. Come get fucking burn aid. I'm cool. Well, there you go. You're really fucking cool now. You're so cool. You look like fire. Oh my gosh. No, I'm just joking. I didn't have a cousin that got zapped 4 times. It was only twice. I'm being exaggerated.
I think the world record is 4.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool. Damn it, he should have stayed there longer. He could have gotten 2 more.
It's either 3 or 4, but that wasn't simultaneously. It was over the course of a lifetime.
Oh, I think I know who you're... No. Well, there was a farmer that got electrocuted like that, but I'm not sure it was the same guy. But, oh my goodness.
Struck by lightning.
One of my trees got struck by lightning. Too bad one of my trees fell down just from fucking wind and water. They shouldn't even get struck by lightning at this point.
Yeah, I was quite a way off. A guy by the name of Roy Cleveland Sutherland, a U.S. park ranger for Shenandoah National Park, between 1942 and 1977, he was struck not once, not twice, not 3 times, not 4 times, not 5 times.
What?
Not 6 times.
Oh, come on.
But 7 times by lightning.
And his giblets were not fried.
I have absolutely no idea. I just know he survived every single one.
Bet his giblets are ready for Thanksgiving stuffing. That's what I'm talking about. Oh my God, no. What the hell? He needs to stop carrying pennies in his pocket. For real.
He eventually passed away at the age of 71 on September the 28th, 1983, via a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I was thinking natural causes, and I was just going to be like, this guy beat the odds. Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Fuck it. We can talk about this. I want to say we run on electrical pulses, right? Our brain runs on and our body runs on an electrical pulse. That if it's interrupted, it doesn't go so right, and stuff gets all wonky and stuff. And this is all medical terms, okay? I'm using medical terms. And can you imagine getting struck by lightning 4 times? I would be totally discombobulated.
Yeah, and can you imagine getting struck by it 7?
I would be discombobulated.
I can't even fathom being struck by lightning once.
I was electrocuted by an outlet once because I forgot to turn the breaker off while I was switching up the switch pad to it, out the prongs. I decided I was going to change that out, and I put the screwdriver to it. Boy, was I high, and it was not fun.
I think I've only ever had bad really bad static electricity shock.
Oh my god. And then I forgot to unplug the battery to the car, and I was working on the alternator. Oh my god. Yeah, fuck that shit. Yep. Yeah. Always unplug your battery, folks, when you're working on any electrical parts of your fucking car. Just saying. Yeah, that shit too. So I got buzzed by that. So that's the only time, though. I'm probably a little discombobulated from it, I think. Probably. A little bit. I wanted to pay with rocks for like a week, so. I was like, will you take 3 rocks? They're bedrock. They have calcium in it. It's all over my property. I'll tell you right now, you can come have some more. You give me some more of this chicken. But then she said, yeah, I have enough rocks. And I was like, great. So I only get this one chicken? She's like, yeah. So I was like, all right, well, at least I got a chicken out of it. I didn't get a second one, but I got one. That's all that matters, Luke. One chicken. That's the goal of life. Just get a chicken. Just get one chicken. And you've succeeded in life. No, what the fuck? No, you don't get a chicken and succeed, Luke. Come on.
Yeah.
I was wondering. I was like, please don't let him think this is real.
Yeah, I'm just fucking lost. That.
It was the electrocution of the car 6 months ago. That's what I'm blaming it on. That's what I'm sticking to. No, that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
No, don't take this the wrong way, but you have been off on a lot of weird tangents, and that has got to be up there.
Yeah, I have. Luke, you've seen the week I've had. This is my week. This is the diaries, Sensible Sam.
I'm just relieved it's Sunday night and the week is about to be over. Well,
my week is, yeah, well, about to start up again.
Technically, it's past midnight here, so it's already over for me, but...
It's 9:24 here, yeah, so I've got a little bit more time.
While I live over here in Britain, I basically live on the time zone of whoever I'm talking to at the time.
Right on. Did you just get that? I got it too.
If I'm talking with you, I consider it central time zone. If I'm, say, talking with Jen, CJ, Johnny Florida, the High Marks, I consider it eastern time zone.
Oh, right on. Gotcha. Man, how is the weather been over there, babe? I know this is totally off topic, but I'm curious because you say you're a maritime kind of a weather, and it rained again this week. I mean, it's been storming here like crazy. So I'm just wondering what your weather is like.
It's been having its moments, but it's been a lot better than it normally is at this time of year. And I'm about to make one of the worst puns I've ever made in my life, and I should probably just see myself out after I make this. But, how has Stormy been coping with the Stormies?
Actually, she sleeps through everything. She is one of those just very wild, very just doesn't give a damn about anything, it seems. She's all like, what, a storm? She's all like, oh my god, what? A tree fell on the house? No way. I was just taking a nap. I had no idea. And it's kind of weird because Thunder is not a water dog by any means, babe. It's, you know, Thunder, I mean, if we take him to the lake, he's kind of cool. If like, we put his little life vest
on.
You've seen him with his little red life vest. Yeah,
I was going to ask about Thunder, Kiki, and I'm so fucking sorry, but I can't remember the other cat's name.
Rumble.
I was going to ask about Thunder, Rumple, and Kiki. in a minute, but I had to ask about Storm first so I could make that fucking horrible pun.
Yeah, Storm has been attacking the Storm, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, she's pretty rambunctious. She didn't care. Dude, I opened up the door to take that video that I showed you guys about the Storm, and then and she ran out. And the weather was so bad. And I was like, oh my God. But I cannot believe that this chick just ran out. And she runs out, I'm like, Stormy, oh my God, you're going to get taken away, oh my God. And then she comes back in all wet. All wet. And then wants to jump on my bed. And I'm trying to chase her with a towel. This girl has no off switch.
What's worse? Storm attacking Storms or Storm attacking Shoes?
That's a hard one, Luke, because the boys have had to give many a sacrifice to the Shoe God, also aka Stormy. She's got a little pile of shoes right there by her little bed, or her little pad that she likes to hang out in the kitchen. So, yeah, she's pretty much tearing everything up. I think pretty much we had a storm outside, Luke, and then we had another second storm on the inside. And the storm on the inside, I would say, would have to be probably worse than the storm on, even regardless that we have a tree on our house, Stormy is still 100 times worse in a good way. Because I wake up in the morning and I thought she was sleeping with me all night, and there's pieces of paper and shoes and socks everywhere. Everywhere!
I hope you don't mind me mentioning this, and if you do, I'll just edit it out, but...
Okay.
That video you sent on Twitter earlier has got to be one of the funniest things I've seen it all week.
Luke, I don't know how she got, where she got into mud. Where the hell did she get into any mud? Okay, I wish I would have showed you a picture of her 20 minutes later. Luke, I swear, I wish I would have showed you a picture of her 20 minutes later. Because she was absolutely clean.
You did?
No, 20 minutes after the mud.
Oh.
Oh, wait. That was it. Did you see her in that picture all sad with the shoes?
Yeah.
And did you notice it? Did she notice that she didn't have any mud on her?
Yeah, that is what I was getting at.
I didn't give her a bath. I didn't give her a bath, Luke.
Who did?
I told the boys, I'm going to get her a bath. I'm going to get her ready. And I had a few other things to do. I washed the dishes, did some other stuff. And then when I looked back at her, she was clean. Nobody was near her, Luke. I don't know how the hell Stormy magically got clean.
Okay, that's creepy.
She's a witch. That's fucking creepy as hell. Because you saw the mud all over her cheeks, all over her chest. Oh my God.
I don't know what was funnier in that video. Stormy covered in mud. Or Thunder being like, no, fuck this, I'm clean, get this dirty bitch away from me.
Thunder didn't want to have nothing to do with it. Thunder didn't want to have anything to do with it. He was like, And she kept trying to jump on him. He was like, And he would look at me. And he was like, you best get this bitch away from me. And I was like, I'm sorry. You're the one that took her out there and got her all muddy. It's your fault. So me and Thunder had that eye to eye. Fucking talking shit. But yeah, he was all like, fuck that shit. But then when she was clean, he has no problem being around her. I don't know who cleaned her, Luke. I didn't give her a bath. I still haven't. And she's fucking spotless. That's sorcery. It's fucking sorcery. Maybe I should tell her to give me some of her magic. Be like, hey, Stormy, that magic that you used to get the mud off, like, magically make that tree cut itself up, or magically make me a millionaire. I don't know. That's not too much to ask.
Is it a little low that we're using this as a ploy to get people to subscribe to the YouTube channel?
I'm sorry, babe, what'd you say?
Is it a little low that we're sort of using this as a ploy to get people to subscribe to the YouTube channel? Because to everyone, this won't even be going up on BitChute. It will be YouTube and I'm not going to say that just yet. But I'm probably... No, I'm not saying anything just yet.
Okay, babe. Your fault. But we will try to upload this to your favorite platforms, and if not, it's definitely going to be on YouTube. We'll put it that way. This is so fun. We're doing the diaries. We can talk about whatever we please. That's the theme song right there.
And as I probably should have made you aware of this before, but as this is a potential replacement for Tuesday's episode, and I want to keep it going regardless, and if this doesn't end up being the end of the recording, if we think of something else, I can always cut this and move it to the end.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel about getting a lesson done? And while you're thinking about that, I actually have an idea for something that could give you a little bit of time to think of something.
All right. That would be great.
Because... Go on.
No, go ahead, babe.
I was just probably going to repeat
what you were thinking. Because on the diaries, we have a better chance and more of an opportunity to do a phrase than we would just a single word or whatever.
And I was actually hoping that future episodes of the diaries could sort of turn into extended lessons at least to start
right
off
on.
With.
Right on. And I think that this would be a proper place to do it. Words here and there are great on the regular stuff, but yeah, that would be great.
But you're probably going to hate me for doing this, but I've actually thought of something to give you a little bit of time to think of what we could do.
I almost want to say I think I have an idea, but go ahead and send it, because... No, I know. I know that we think a lot alike, but sometimes I'm off. But I'm just saying.
And while I wasn't able to be too active in the chat, I was able to listen to the super party.
Oh, no. No, that was horrible. Oh, that was so horrible, Luke. I can't stand that. I listened for 10 seconds. I couldn't do it.
And even while listening, I was joking with CJ on PlayStation Network over the mic that in the next episode of TCP, there should be an English lesson.
Oh, my God. Like, wait, are you talking about your kind of English?
No, I'm just talking basically about the English language.
I thought you were going to start teaching bangers and mash or something.
And get a piece of paper, and you may want to write it down phonetically.
Okay, I'm ready.
Dex. Trust.
Oh, I'm ambidextrous.
Because I was having such a fucking good time at everyone's inability to say the word ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous? I'm ambidextrous. I write on a chalkboard with my left hand. I eat with my left hand. But when I write on paper, I write with my right hand. So I'm ambidextrous. Wait. I'm ambidextrous. Shit! I'm ambidextrous. Fuck you.
Ambidextrous.
Dude, I had it. Dude, I fucking had it. When I wasn't thinking about it, I had it. I had ambidextrous. I'm not gonna think about it. Ambidextrous. Fuck. I'm not gonna think about it. Look, Pepsi Cola, boiled peanuts, Yu-Gi-Oh, Big Board Dicks, Emma Dips, just, no, see, I was trying to, if you make your mind busy with other stuff, you're, your stuttering will not be so bad.
Check Twitter, the first line is how I would spell it phonetically, and the bottom line is the real spelling.
I'm telling you right, Luke. You ain't got to send me nothing. It's ambidextrous, okay? No, it's not. Hold on. Ambidextrous. Ambidextrous. Why do I fucking type? I'm reading it. I'm fucking reading it, Luke. Ambidextrous.
And I just had such a huge fucking laugh when listening to the Super Party at everyone's inability to say ambidextrous that I sort of had no choice but to do this.
I did it better than they did. Fuck you. Hold on. Right, look, I got this, Luke. Hold on. Hold on. Okay,
It's basically text beginning with, it's text if you remove the T and add a D at the beginning of it.
Ambidextrous. Ambidextrous. What the fuck, you fucking motherfucker. Okay, look, everybody, I can say this shit. I just said it, like, at the beginning, and then I overthought it, and then my fucking tongue muscles didn't want to fucking work. So, yeah, fuck you all who are laughing at listening to this back, because this is frustrating. Lend me your tongue, or shut the fuck up. Amber lamps! Fuck it! call me an amber lamps. I'm dying.
Ambulance.
It's an ambulance. What did I say?
I
said ambulance.
You said
ambulance.
No, you said ambulamp.
Ambulance. Fuck this shit already. Like, fuck all this noise. Fuck all this noise with the lamps. And to call. Somebody send an ambulance. Fuck! Ah, wow. Wow! This is, like, frustrating, y'all. Y'all think I'm fucking joking and this is just a grand old time, but Sam is really fucking...
Everything okay? Hello?
Hey, Luke.
Yeah?
Hey, Luke, I'm sorry. I laughed so hard because I was so upset I couldn't say ambulance that my phone flew in one direction and my Beats in the other. I'm sorry. I was like, I can do it, and I swung my hand, and I didn't do it, but I dropped my phone. and my Beats came off, and then I was like yelling ambulance to nobody. So, ambidextrous. Ah, fuck you, whatever. I'll say it in a little bit. And
just a little bit.
Little bit. Yeah, just all this. Fuck all this shit. Fuck all this noise. Everybody that's laughing right now.
Just a little
fuck
bit.
Fuck all y'all. Just a little bit. Fuck all y'all. Just a little bit. Come and listen to us. Just a little bit. Luke can't say ambidextrous just a little bit. No, it's just, that's me. Yes, that's me.
I can say ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous. I said it.
That was so close. You got the first three syllables.
Ambidextrous. Why the fuck do I want to put an R, you motherfucking?
Now you're getting syllable 1, 3, 1, 2, and 4.
Dude, I swear I am not dyslexic. I can't swear because I haven't been diagnosed, but I'm ambidextrous. Great.
About as close as we're going to get.
Why is this so hard? It's because I'm over. See, this is what it was, guys. You guys were overthinking that word. And I'm so overthinking this word. I wanted to say I'm a breastilus. I'm a breastilus. I like that one better.
I know I've probably just opened myself up to firmer teaching when it comes to Spanish, but I want to get it right, so.
I'm a breastilus. That's how we say it in Spanish. I'm a breastilus, so I'm saying it right. I'm a breastilus. Your breasts is about boobs? Yeah. No, none of that worked, Sam. None of that worked. Fucking edit that out. None of that worked. No, don't edit it out. Leave it in. Let's fuck with everybody.
Okay. While we were doing that, did you think of anything?
No, I thought you said you had a phrase that you wanted to do.
No.
Ah! I was thinking you did. Okay, because you said, oh, I have a phrase, but...
No.
Then you said, I thought the phrase had to do with I'm a Brexit. Whatever, fuck it.
By me saying I had something, it was ambidextrous.
I'm a Brexit. It's probably what you meant, but that's cool. It's okay, Luke, I got it. Okay.
Ambidestro.
Yo soy una persona ambidestro. The burp is not Spanish. Mi amiga, Sensible Sam, es ambidestra. What is that?
The translator app I use is pretty shitty, so just let me get past this ad.
I was going to say ambidextrous. Mi amiga es, and then ambidextrous in Spanish.
Ambidestro.
I said it!
Ambidestro.
Mi amiga más mejor es ambidestro. My best friend is ambidextrous.
Do you want to?
Let me send it to you.
Twitter.
Mi amiga es ambidestro. Mi amiga es, how do you do ambidestro? I don't know how to do ambidestro.
This is how the,
I don't know how to spell ambidextrous.
This is how the app did it.
Okay. Oh. Esperame un momentito. Give me a second.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. So. Aquí está. And then let me write this. My. I'm tired, everybody, in this fucking recording.
Are you actually ambidextrous?
Yeah, I am.
Nice.
I write with my right hand at times. If I forget, I'll write with my left. But for the most part, I can't eat with my right hand. I have to eat with my left hand. When I write on a chalkboard or a sign, it has to be with my left hand. I cannot write. I cannot scribble with my right. It has to be with my left.
The only thing I can do better with my right hand than my... The only thing I can do better with my left hand than my right hand is cut paper.
I don't know why. Okay, so I know a little bit why. My deadbeat dad, who was with me for like the first 5 years, really, he was right-handed. My mom was right-handed. I'm pretty sure I was born right-handed, but he wasn't satisfied with that. He wanted to make me something different, something he could make money off of and whatever. So I was reading, I could read books to you by the time I was 2. I could color and write with both my left and right hand at that point. It wasn't easy. It was under distress that I learned that. But to this day, I cannot eat with my right hand. I eat with my left. I cannot write on a chalkboard or something larger or a sign with my right hand. I have to do it with my left. If I write on paper, like if I'm signing a note or writing a letter, 9 out of 10 times I'll do it with my right hand. But if I'm not paying attention, if I'm in a hurry, I'll do it with my left hand. And once I figure out, oh my God, I realize I'm doing it with my left hand, it goes on to scribbles, and then I have to go back to my right. Mm. It's weird. It's an odd life, Luke.
Mm-hmm. I've just sent you something on Twitter. Okay.
There you go, Ben. Feminine. Masculine, yeah. And feminine.
I know, I just thought there was a difference between friend and best friend.
Oh. Oh, mejor. No, you want to put mejor. I'm sorry, I thought it was okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I didn't see that. I saw amigo. Is it amigo or amiga? And I was like, oh, I think I'm not an amigo. I mean, I control a lot of board dick, but wait, does that mean I'm an amigo? No, I'm an amigo,
13-inch, you'd go to the left.
Always, baby. Left for her pleasure.
I'm going to change pens.
Dude, I can't believe I was a chick for fucking 4 years. I mean, a dude for 4 years.
I
was just...
I was going to say, haven't you been a chick your entire life?
Meh.
No.
Nah. But.
Fuck that pen.
Nah. But it's so weird that, cause like I make jokes that the marks don't know. You know what I mean? About the leaning 10 inches to the left. They probably think I'm a left leaner, like politically. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about bordically, not politically. So. When you hear me say it, I've got 10 inches and I lean to the left, bitch, it ain't political, it's for her fucking pleasure. Get that shit straight right now. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, Luke. Respect the leftness of the boar. It only aims to please, not to divide. Eh? Eh? That's all I'm saying, man. Respect the boar. It's about 10. 12 inch. It's about 10 or 12 inches, whoever you're talking to, man. Sometimes, I go a little harder than usual. Maybe that's a 12 inches. I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm over here blowing my own board dick. Well, should I? Yeah, I should. My board dick's badass. So great. Did I ever tell you how great board dicks are, everybody? Did I ever tell you? How board dicks are my hero. How they are the wing beneath my wing. Did I ever tell you that? Could be the wing, your wing too. Hmm? Hit me up, baby.
Could you do that slowly so I can get it down phonetically?
Mi amiga. Mi amiga.
What's the one for best?
Mejor. M-E-J-O. M-E-J-O. Jota means something else, and I'll teach you about that, baby.
Yeah.
Mejor amiga. Mi mejor amiga es ambidestro. Mi mejor amiga es ambidestrio. Ahora sí, puta, puedes decirlo, dilo, puta, shit. I know, I'm saying it. You hear me? I'm saying it, bitch. I'm sorry, I'm arguing myself. Give me a second. Mi amiga es ambidestrio.
Hola.
Mi amiga mejor es ambidestrio. Disculpe. Disculpe. Sorry.
Okay. All I was able to get so far was mi mejor amigo. Mi mejor amigo. Amiga.
Es. Amiga. Yes. Mi mejor amiga. Mi mejor amiga.
Mm-hmm.
Es ambidestrio. Ambidestro. It's ambidestro. Destro, like destro, like destro. Ambidestro.
Mi mejor amiga es ambidestro.
You make me giddy. You're so awesome. That was absolutely perfect. That was absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect.
And
as with the Spanish lesson comes a conclusion, doesn't it, huh?
Typically, yeah.
Let's do it, baby. Take us out, Luke.
And well, this won't be a typical episode of TCP, whether this goes up June 25th or July 1st, so there won't be the typical TCP out. This time, remember, until next time, keep your minds open, and this diary is closed.
See you later, babes.
Bye-bye.